One country that's seen profound mistreatment of children is Angola. The 30-year civil war between the government and UNITA rebels has left some 2 million children displaced within the country. More than 50,000 are orphaned, according to the United Nations. Malnutrition is severe. Education and health care are next to impossible. And out of tens of thousands of Angolans maimed by landmines, children make up the majority. Olara Otunu is the special representative to the UN Secretary General for Children and Armed Conflict. He just spent a week touring camps, hospitals, and transit centers for displaced persons in Angola, and he told us the situation is grim.
What I saw is a very grave humanitarian crisis. The need for food, for medicine, for water, for shelter immediately is very urgent. Angola is a country which is not entirely poor, thanks to the oil revenues. But the international community, the donor community more broadly, should also contribute, because we're talking about consolidating what is still a fragile peace, and we're talking about saving lives of people who are in terrible distress.
What about the children who fought as soldiers in this war? I mean, what shape are they in, not only physically, but psychologically?
Well, the impact of the war has been devastating for children. What am I talking about? Children who have been exploited as child soldiers in the thousands. Of course, children, as you indicated, who have been displaced and separated, the orphans, between 50,000 to perhaps 100,000. I very much hope that part of what will begin right away is the identification of the ex-child soldiers, so that they can be reunited with their families and programs of rehabilitation can begin right away. And the same for the separated kids.
Did you get to talk to any of the children in the camp?
Yes, I did.
Tell us some of the stories they told you. Who did you meet?
In every place, I took time to meet with the children. And they would say, first, peace. They want peace in Angola. And next, they would speak of education and health. But significantly, they always added, please send us some toys, send us soccer balls. In other words, recreation. Children at the first opportunity want to return to being children again. These young people, they can go one of two ways. You know, they can become the most powerful force for reconstruction, rehabilitation, and creative rebuilding. Or, if neglected, they could become disconnected, disillusioned, bitter, alienated, and can become an army of spoilers. So it's very important that at this stage, a clear determination should be made to invest in children and young people.
Did you get to meet any of the kids who served as soldiers?
I didn't meet any of the kids who served as soldiers because they were still in camps which are controlled at the moment by the government entirely. But I met a young girl in a home for street children who described to me how when their village was attacked and most of the members of the family, including her parents, were taken away, she fled in the opposite direction and then found her way to the capital, Luanda. And it was some 6.5 years before she made contact with any relatives.
And how old was she when you met her?
When I met her, she was now 12 years old.
So she was 6 when this happened to
her?
She
was 6 when this happened. And then I met a boy, who lost all his family and is now living with a host family, pretty much on his own.
And how old was he?
By the time I met him, he was about 9 years old.
What kind of shape were these kids in?
Well, remarkably, they seemed so resilient to me. And when I asked those who were taking care of them in these homes and I asked the medical people, they all told me that they were very, very resilient. But it is very important that the trauma and the particular scars that may not be immediately visible be detected and detected soon. Of course, part of the difficulty here is that in terms of trained psychiatrists and psychologists and psychotherapists, there are probably very, very few in the country. In terms of traditional methods of healing, we don't know how much of that has survived the war and the disruption of the war. So the task of ensuring some spiritual psychosocial health within the community after 30 years of civil war, that task is enormous.
Olara Otunnu, thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Olara Otunnu is the UN Special Representative for Children and Armed Conflict. He just returned from a trip to Angola.